Hey there, payments audience. This is Ryan Cole with Payments. I'm on the phone with Ranjan, the co-CEO of PayPlan. And today we're going to be talking about some of the challenges that are facing small to mid-sized growing businesses over slow-paying customers and how PayPlan is able to address some of those challenges. Ranjan, why don't you start us off by kind of talk to me about slow-paying customers and how PayPlan is circumnavigating the challenges that not having that money now is posing for small and medium-sized businesses.
Hello, Ryan. Thanks for having me. Yes, it used to be the case that people would have the 30 days to pay term for logistical purposes, you know, just to get the check out. These days, companies are using the term and extending it often to 60 days, 75 days, 100 days, 120 days, but actually as a business policy, for float purposes. And so now small companies are having difficulty in actually running their business. If a large company takes 100 days to pay them, they don't have the money to pay their employees, buy their inventory, and as a result, there's a number of services out there, and the traditional one is called factoring. And what factoring does is you have a customer, and you've done the work, and he sends you a purchase order, and then you send him an invoice. Once the company accepts that invoice, there's an industry called factoring that will take the invoice and they'll give you money for that invoice. Not 100% of it, typically 80%, sometimes 90% of the amount
Sure. That
you are owed by the customer. And then they'll charge an interest rate. And that can be anything up to 3%, maybe even 4%. At PayPlant, we're doing it digitally. And so we're trying to cut those rates to, you know, the 1.2 range is what we've got. Even one example where it's zero, we'll talk about that later this time. And so that's basically what invoice discounting means, and that's the content that we're using technology to streamline the process, to upload these invoices into an extranet, check the credit history of the customer in a more automatic fashion, and then transfer the savings to the person who wants to sell the invoice.
Very cool. So it certainly sounds like you guys are leveraging technology to be able to pass some savings on to your clientele. I imagine then that clientele kind of looks like what? We're talking about maybe some seasonal businesses that that do all their work during a certain time period, cash flow companies. Who's your target audience? Where are they located in the world? Talk to me a little bit about who you're helping and where they are.
Right. Well, typically we're looking at companies that pay in U.S. dollars. So they could be anywhere in the world, but the customers have to be paying in U.S. dollars. Typically the vendors, you know, our clients are in the U.S., but they don't have to be, as long as their customers are paying in U.S. dollars. And target customers for us, we come from the technology industry, and so as a result, we typically focus on that segment, technology companies, and these people are often staffing companies. They're lending out people to do work, software programmers, for example, at large companies. Or they are people who have a cash flow issue. In other words, they get paid after they've done the work. So typically, these might be people who are selling items on Amazon. They've bought stuff on the inventory, sold something on Amazon, and then Amazon will take 30 to 45 days to pay them. And so they need the money to buy more inventory.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's certainly one of those areas. So often when talking about payments, I think everyone sort of typically thinks of traditional retail style business, when in fact it seems like there's an entire and probably growing and enormous sub-industry of tech and app developers, the types of businesses that are sort of behind the scenes in e-commerce that you guys are filling out a solution for.
Yeah, I mean, in the olden days, you have the banking industry that would give a line of credit or a loan. And since like the 2008 financial crisis, we've seen like a retrenchment in banking services for small and medium-sized businesses.
Sure.
And typically, a lot of companies, you know, they'll grow with the business. You know, they'll start off small and grow as they get bigger. We've seen in banking that they don't do that. They want you to be big immediately, which is a chicken and egg problem. And so you're seeing like alternative finance companies pop up to sort of fill that gap, a gap that used to be filled by traditional factoring companies or B,
yep,
the banking industry. And
I was about to say that we see so much of that. We see an enormous insurgence of alternative finance in the market right now. It's one of the themes that we've been picking up on recently. Certainly, big banking, you know, the industry might be getting away from using big banks exclusively. Talk to me just a little bit. I guess you guys launched a new invoicing service called Pay Me Now. Talk to me about the outline of that business.
Okay, so the idea here is, as I said, often it's now a business policy now for larger companies to extend the time of payment in the purchase order terms. And so rather than just extending the time, what we are doing is going to companies and saying, look, on your extranet, on your purchase order extranet, you have a process to accept the invoice and upload the invoice from the vendor, you can actually have a button. If the vendor wants their money now instead of waiting the 60 days or 90 days, then click the button and pay and get paid right now at no cost to the customer who owes the money. And so our service will do that. There are other companies who will do that on a software basis only. And the PayPal's doing is trying to do the software and actually provide the funding as well. And because we can do both, again, we think that the pricing, the interest rate can be a lot lower.
Ah, very cool. So not to totally switch tacks on us, but there was an area that I wanted to make sure we talked about today, because it's one of those areas that we touched on earlier that you don't traditionally think of, something that perhaps I don't know enough about. But I imagine that app developers, they're also running into something of a speed bump, moving their apps from, you know, creation to actualization and through to monetization. So they're running into a speed bump there. Talk to me a little bit about the work you guys have done with the app developers. Does it differ at all from some of these other segments you guys cover, tech, programmers, those types? How's that working?
Yeah, so we came from the app industry. We built some of the earliest app stores in the earliest year 2000. And app developers have a problem. They need to get on the top list. There's 600,000 apps out there. So if you're not on the top list, your app doesn't get bought, basically. And so you have to market your app. And so app developers, they sell their app, and they need to put the revenue immediately back into marketing to get their app on the top list. And so if you're being paid, 30 days, and app stores are pretty good. They pay 30 to 60 days. Pretty reliably, you can't put that money to work. So what we can do is give an advance against that money, and they can put that money to work on the marketing, and they can spiral upwards. And that's basically...
That makes perfect sense, because I imagine you can't wait around, if you're an app developer, for the next person to create the same widget you've got simply because you're waiting on marketing dollars.
Right, yeah, so it's a cycle, and if you get the cycle right, app developers can do very well. They can't get the, because once they're on the top list, they don't have to spend less to stay on there, but getting on there is a feat. So
very cool. So I also understand, and this is somewhat more recent news, you guys have made a foray into the sort of business to government side of things, and you've gotten approved by the state of Illinois to maybe process some of their overdue billing. Talk to me about that, you know, what that situation's like.
Well, actually, that's an interesting one. The state of Illinois has many vendors. Government is a multi-billion-dollar business, 60 for every state. And
sure.
State of Illinois has a cash flow problem. So what they've done, we've cooperated with them, that we will pay their vendors 90% up front, and the remaining 10% we will pay when the state of Illinois pays us. And the state of Illinois cooperates with us to redirect the funds from the vendor to us. And so the vendor gets 100% of their money. They don't have to pay any interest. They don't have to pay any bills, any fees. They get 100% of the money they're owed, but just quicker. And so you may ask, well, how do we make any money? And so there's a law on the books that says when the state is late, they have to pay 1% a month penalty, and the state allows us to have that amount. And so it's a streamlined process. But I think it's an interesting exercise because that's an area where you can get your money quicker and you don't have to pay any interest.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That sounds like a clever fix for, you know, a problem that I'm sure is affecting a lot of small to medium-sized businesses. Well, look, this has been awesome. It certainly sounds like PayPlant has a number of solutions that affect a growing industry area and certainly kind of a broad industry. You know, thanks so much for talking to me today and covering and certainly informing me about how your business works and the challenges that are out there. Any last thoughts?
I think it's a great space for alternative finance and for using technology to streamline the industry and stuff that we're doing, and we're seeing lots of other people doing it. Thank you for having me, Ryan.
Absolutely, Rajan. Have a good one.
Bye.